The Guthrie Theater hasn't toured in a decade. Now it's on the road, filled with an almost evangelistic fervor about Shakespeare and the theater, all aspects of theater.
I would like someone to get up and do an audition for me. And I will be Sally the auditioner from Summerstock Theater.
Guthrie actor Catherine Eaton is working with about 15 students, giving them pointers on auditioning, part of the Guthrie's residency at St. Cloud's Paramount Theater.
Hi, Patty.
Hi.
Do you have a headshot and resume?
Yes, I do.
Can I have that? What are you going to do for me today?
I'm going to do happy birthday.
Okay. And I see here you have some background in theater.
Yes.
Eaton dispenses audition advice with enthusiasm and confidence, everything from what to wear to what to perform or not.
I say a general rule is stay away from things that are sort of attacking animals, but again, you know, there are exceptions to everything, but I've been told that by a number of directors.
Her one-on-one critiques carry the weight of years of professional experience, but with a special wrinkle, she'll soon be playing Titania, Queen of the Fairies, on this very stage. A few days before opening night, nearly every corner of the Paramount Theater is filled with actors preparing and relaxing. Some stretch, some run through lines, another wanders the halls playing guitar. The nearly century-old theater is alive with excitement and expectation. John Justad is the technical director for the Paramount Theater. He says the value of the Guthrie Traveling Performance is not only that local children, parents, and students will be exposed to the Guthrie's professionalism right in their own town, but also that the local theater community has the opportunity to learn some tools of the trade, a kind of master's class for technicians.
We've had access to the designers, to the directors, to the assistants in those positions, been able to sit at and operate some of the equipment. It's much more of a lab experience than just the Guthrie came to town, did a show, packed it in the truck, and left again.
Justad says he's proud St. Cloud was chosen as the first stop on the Guthrie tour. In conjunction with the residency, St. Cloud's Paramount Theater and Arts District is mounting an exhibition in the theater lobby and seminars on the relevance of Shakespeare in contemporary American culture. Guthrie actor Catherine Eaton says many people approach Shakespeare with unfounded trepidation.
Shakespeare is often thought to be one of the most challenging playwrights, but it's so not the case. There is a lot that you have to understand in order to understand how to work with the text because it was written at a different time. But the issues are all so contemporary, and what is being dealt with is so fresh.
Eaton says she fell in love with theater through Shakespeare and is crossing her fingers the Guthrie show will have a similar effect on the communities it visits.
I hope that it is challenging. I hope that it isn't just a sort of easy entertainment and that you do walk away with a little bit of a, what was that? Or I wonder why that choice was made, or, you know, I don't know how I feel about that. But the majority of it is things that we all recognize and we all feel.
This production is nearly guaranteed to inspire and surprise audiences. It's colorful, it's bawdy, and it's loud. It's rock and roll and fairies with yellow beehive hairdos dropping from the ceiling.
The room, fairies! Here comes Oberon!
You're my mistress, but the tea was hot!
During the tech rehearsal, the actors, directors, and technicians run through the cues for timing, lighting, and music. It's kind of deadly, but vital to produce the fast-paced performance. A Midsummer Night's Dream is one of Shakespeare's most produced plays, and it's often a child's first exposure to the bard. The Guthrie's David Mann says director Joe Dowling has no intention of producing a stodgy old play by a dead white English guy. Mann says Dowling injects a flash and energy to Shakespeare that young people love.
What I would like to see, and I'm sure what Joe would like to see too as the director of it, is that kids, their attitude about Shakespeare has changed, or their attitude even about live theater is changed. I really do believe that this show has the strength to do that.
After three performances at the Paramount Theater in St. Cloud, the Guthrie moves on to cities in Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota, and of course, Minnesota. The company will be on the road until mid-May. In Collegeville, I'm Marisa Helms, Minnesota Public Radio.
Come not within his sight.
Take me home, please.